In today's world, we are seeing all kinds of power struggles. During so much conflict, it's very difficult to keep the peace and return calm. Sometimes, you might think you're doing the right thing, but in the end, it may only make the situation worse. The sad part is that many are using or abusing their power to push forward personal and political agendas. Jesus Christ was a man of tremendous humility and compassion, but he was not a timid man. He was a man of great strength. Still, his power never came from the use of political or physical force. When Jesus triumphantly entered Jerusalem, he could have led a revolution to overthrow the ruling classes. He could have campaigned politically to create change. He could have even called legions of angels from heaven to carry him to victory. Instead of all those options, instead of using power and force, Jesus went to the cross. No political or military victory ever changed anyone's heart. These contests might be unavoidable, even necessary, but they also tempt us to oppress others through force, manipulation, chaos, or division. Meanwhile, the powerless suffer in silence. The truly powerless are the poor with no resources. They are those who suffer silently, day after day, far from the headlines that dominate today's world. They suffered before all this mess began, and now their suffering has become worse. They aren't interested so much in who wins an election. Instead, they hope for a greater, more profound peace that can only come from God. They are the sick, the homeless, the hopelessly addicted. They are the forgotten ones. They are left out, lonely, abandoned, and ignored. They are the women and children in abusive homes. They are the victims of a system that keeps them far from any chance of moving forward. They are the ones making huge sacrifices caring for a sick loved one. They are the ones in prisons, jails that keep them isolated and hopeless instead of attempting to restore their souls. They are men, women, and children from every nation, every faith, and every color. They are the powerless ones. But in Christ, they have access to the greatest power of all. The highest authority sees them. And Jesus promises the poor in spirit that the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Christ promises the meek that they will inherit the earth. Let's pray for them, the powerless ones. Pray that they can seek and trust in the promises of God, and that Christ will provide them the heavenly peace that pours out from his wounds, the wounds that cry out and say, "See how I have suffered. See how I have loved. See how I trust my Father. Receive me and go love as I love. This is the way of my Father in heaven." Care for them, O Lord, the powerless, the poor, and the meek. Bless them and protect them. Pour out your Spirit abundantly over them. And show us how we can be your body, helping them in concrete ways and loving them with all our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.